If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
What's up? Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. I'm very excited for today's episode. I think there's actually some very interesting topics going to be discussed in this episode. I'm going to go over a list of 10 pointless things that us as humans do in our lives that we may not even know we do. If you enjoy this episode, make sure to follow the podcast and tune into future episodes. We are now uploading weekly, not bi-weekly as we intentionally started. And so each week we're going to have a podcast. And so I hope you guys are enjoying it. Hope you enjoy this episode. And if you do, make sure to give us a follow, let us know, and I will see you guys in the episode. All right, here we go. Another episode. Let's kick it off. So, like I mentioned in the introduction, we're going to be going over 10 pointless things that we humans tend to do in our daily lives. And now, when I was making this list, I had a few sources on the internet that I kind of like took some inspiration from. I'm just trying to get like some practical ideas. A few of these I came up on my own. And it's kind of crazy when you really think about it, that I know I do a lot of these things. And so I figure a lot of other people do it. And some of them are actually kind of crazy. I'm not even going to lie. So we're going to go down each individual one. I'm going to kind of just share what it is, like what we do, and spend just a little bit trying to figure out, I guess, why we do that. Like, I wonder why. So let's go ahead, get started. The first one is stopping the microwave before it beeps. Now, this was one I saw on multiple websites that had this point. And I can kind of make a case for why I think we do that, but it also doesn't always make sense why we do that. Because I know, because I have, we do it when we still don't have to. It's like 2 seconds left on the microwave, 1 second left, you press stop just so it doesn't beep. Sometimes I've done that when it's really late or early in the morning. I'm not trying to wake anyone else in the house up. And so I'm trying to just get what I need to get, not wake everybody up. And canceling the beep makes it quieter. Yeah, sure. But I've also done that when there is no one else in the house and it's just me. And so it is something that kind of makes you wonder, I guess, like, do we just kind of like the idea that, like, do we as people sometimes hate countdowns? Do they freak us out? I don't know. I mean, you think of that in the movies when they have a countdown. It's like, oh my goodness, your car is going to explode. 5, 4, 3, 2. And then like at 1, the hero saves the day. We're relieved. Didn't go off. Do we think our microwave is going to explode? I don't know. But that was the first one, was stopping your microwave before it beeps. And I know I've done it. I know almost all of you guys listening have done this because it just seems like something everyone's done. I feel like I can kind of understand though, but it was on a lot of the lists, so I wanted to put it on here. I just think that one kind of has it answered. The whole point of this was kind of like to think of some that like really don't make sense why we do it. The second one, clicking tongs before you use them, whether you're cooking or using it to gather something. You got a pair of tongs, clicking it. I'm totally guilty of this. I'm like, boom, boom, I'm chef, boyardee, before I start grabbing stuff. But like, I guess that doesn't make me grab what I'm grabbing better. It doesn't make me a better grabber. It's just kind of like builds my confidence, maybe. I don't know. But I know we click tongs. We'll be like click, 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 click. And then we'll grab our cinnamon roll and you'll put it on your plate and you're like, cinnamon roll. But that was something that I kind of felt like I don't have an explanation for why we click our tongs. The third pointless thing that we as people do that doesn't really make sense. This one's a good one. Closing a social media app just to immediately open it again. We're all guilty of this, and I know it. You'll be like on Instagram, you'll be on Facebook, Twitter, and you'll be scrolling through. Maybe you're on TikTok or Snapchat, and you're checking stories or posts and things like that. And you'll maybe you spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, who knows, just checking things out, seeing what the world's got going on. And then you get off the app, and you're still bored. And so it's like you get off, and you're just like, I'm going to hop back on. It's like, I mean, there's no new info, like no new content there. So that is kind of pointless. Like being on the app, closing it, and then getting it right back on it. I think that's kind of weird, in my opinion. But I don't know why I do it. I've caught myself doing it. I feel like when I'm doing that, that's when I'm like, oh, I need to probably take a break from social media or something. Because like, I'll be on there, get off, and then get right back on. I'm like, wait, I was just on here. And it kind of makes me feel weird, makes me feel odd. So the fourth one that we have, 10 pointless things us people do, pushing the walk button many times. So you're at a stoplight, you got that little button, you press that button to let them know you're there and that you need to walk across. I really saw this in Georgia when I was in Atlanta or Clarkston for the summer. Certain people on my team, I won't name any specific names, but they know who they are. We'll just get up to the light, and there's a going ham on it. There's a pow, 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 pow. And I'm like, chill. It knows we're here. And so, like, I think that might be, other than social media, like, the really most pointless thing that we've done so far on this list is, like, it's not going to make it show up quicker. So, like, why press it more? That really actually doesn't make sense. It doesn't. This is the first one on the list that I don't do myself. The stopping the microwave before it beeps, clicking tongs, closing social media just to get back on. I've done that. I can say I don't just sit there and spam the crosswalk button because I feel like it just makes sense to me. Some people get it. Some people don't. I apparently have got it. It's just like, why? It doesn't make sense. The next one. Pointless things that we do. This is true. Spend more time looking for a show or a movie to watch than actually watching it. And I 100% know I've done this, and it actually doesn't make as much sense when you think about it. Like, why are we doing that? Like, why is it so hard? Or so, like, me and Sydney, we have had times where we've sat down to watch a movie. I'm at her house. I'm only there for a limited amount of time before I go home. And we will spend a majority of our time together just deciding what we want to watch. And then one time we had a little hoedown throwdown because I'm like, now we don't have enough time to watch anything. We sat here and debated for so long. Don't ever say that. That wasn't the best thing to say. But it's just like, why are people like that? Why do we spend so much time debating and deciding what to watch? And then, like, say you're wanting to look for a show to watch, and you got about an hour and a half, an hour before you have to go do something. And most shows are, even the long ones, like 40 something minutes. So you have time to watch. You're looking for a show. You're thinking you're going to find something quick you can start. And next thing you know, it's like 10 minutes and you have to be somewhere and you haven't even picked a show, yet alone started it. I don't know. I just think that's kind of crazy. I don't know if that's pointless that what we do. I think it's just we as people today are very indecisive, I think is the correct word for this. The next one, this one kind of goes along with the vibe of the crosswalk thing. Checking your own fridge repeatedly to see if any new food has appeared. You're like, you want a little snack, you want a little drink, you go check your fridge, and you're like, oh, I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing. And then like 2 hours later, you do it again, and you haven't gone anywhere. You haven't even left your room. You just think it's going to magically appear. Magically show up. And that is kind of pointless. If you know there's no food, why do we keep checking? And you know, some of these things, even if I don't do it, I know you're sitting there right now in your car with your AirPods, your headphones, or just an open speaker, and you're listening to this, and you're like, ah, oh, man, I do that. And also the main point of bringing up a lot of these things is like, if you do this and you find it also pointless now that we actually talk about it, think about why you do it. That's what I'm sitting here doing. Like, why do I click the tongs before I use them? It doesn't make any sense. I just do it. This one's not on the list, but it's kind of like, why do guys, can't remember seeing a girl do it recently. Like, why do guys, when they sit down or stand up, make a noise? Like, like right after you sat down. Like, I'm 21 years old, and I made all this grunting sounds getting up off the floor today. I just thought that's kind of interesting, you know? We do, like, these really do make me think, why do we do a lot of these things? And checking the fridge is one of them. If you know there's no food, why do you repeatedly check if you're the only one that's putting food in the fridge? Just a thought. The next one, honking your horn in traffic. This one is so true. I can't stand when people do this. You're in traffic. We're all stopped. What is your honk gonna do? If you're the honker, please evaluate. Consider stopping. Why honk? Why are you doing that? Now you're just making everyone frustrated at you when we're all frustrated at the same thing. If you want, let everybody be frustrated at the same thing. Not take our frustration off while we're in traffic and then make ourselves frustrated at you. I'm a person that believes honking is not good in any circumstances. I've heard stories, seen a thing or two. So I don't honk at all. You'll never hear me honk honk unless I'm trying to scare you as you're coming out of a building or you're walking in front of my car or something. But like, why honk in traffic? Why? I feel like it's just not beneficial. You're just making someone else mad at you rather than being mad at the same thing. Let us all be mad together towards one thing. Don't divide us. Don't make us dislike each other and turn on each other. Let us be mad at one thing. Checking behind the shower before getting in. This one, I feel personally attacked. Because I feel like I check my shower every time. So when I looked on the website and I saw that this one was listed, they have a little subheading where they kind of explain why they put this one on the list. And at first I was like, wow, I'm called out. But this one actually made sense. I'm not even kidding. So you look behind the shower because maybe you have a fear that somebody's there or things like that. But like, if somebody broke into your apartment or if somebody broke into your house, would they really go to the shower first, like to hide? Like, think about it. If somebody broke in, they're there for a reason. They're there to kill you. They're there to steal something. Who knows what? If that's their goal, then why would they go to a place where they're trapped, you know? Like, if someone's in my shower and I get the slightest hint and figure out that they're in my shower, they're done. Like, they can't run anywhere else unless they run out. And if I know they're there, then I just dropped my pen. I know that they're coming. Like, I can prepare myself. I'll grab something to defend myself. Sharp pencil? I don't know. And it's just like, why would you do that? Because then I can prop myself. I can prepare myself. There's only one way out of that bathroom, and it's the door. You know, why not hide under a bed in a bedroom? There's a window. You can get in and out there. Why not hide in a closet in the hallway? Yeah, it's still one way out. But as soon as it's just like different. You're in the hallway. There's multiple directions right after that. I don't know. I just think going to the shower, you have to get out of the shower, let alone get out of the bathroom. Like from the hallway thing, like a closet, you step out of the closet, you're in the hallway. Boom. You step out of the shower, you're still in the bathroom. You're still trapped in a room. I don't know. I just think that I don't think if someone's broke into your house and you're fearful and you got to check your shower, I don't think that that's be where they go. But if it makes you feel good, then check your shower. I check my shower for spiders and snakes because I've seen spiders and snakes in my shower. Anyways, we have two more left on the list. I feel like the last one is really going to be good. But the second to last one, locking your car multiple times. And I think I can get behind this, that this is really pointless. It's kind of like with the crosswalk button. You do it one time, it's done. Your car is locked. You press the crosswalk button once, it knows you're there. Pressing your lock button 11 times, having 11 beeps. Like, I mean, it's not extra security. It's not, oh, now my car's really locked down. Like, I got to unlock it 7 times just to get in it. No, it's the exact same as unlocking it once. I mean, maybe it's just like a little fidget thing. Like, you just get down, you're just like, click, 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 click. But it really doesn't help. I don't understand people that do that. And by understanding people that do that, I don't understand myself because I do that. And the last one, this is the big one. This is number 10. We're going to recap real quick all the other ones that we've mentioned and then list off this last one. So the first one was stopping the microwave before it beeps, clicking tongs before you use them, closing a social media app just to immediately open it again, pushing the walk button multiple times, spending more time looking for a show or a movie to watch instead of actually watching one, checking your own fridge repeatedly to see if there's any new food that has appeared, honking your horn in traffic, checking behind the shower before getting in, locking your car multiple times, and now the 10th, and in my opinion, the biggest pointless thing that we do, immediately believe something we read on social media without any fact checking. And some of it's serious. Like, there's some serious things that we read and we're like, oh my goodness, like, this is serious. And like, no fact checking whatsoever. That's not right. You got to make sure something's legit if you've read some important stuff. But even the little things, like, the biggest thing I've seen for like a personal example is like maybe Hollywood news or sports news or things like that. You like will see a post that says, so-and-so has been arrested for this. And then you look it up and nothing's happened. Or so-and-so is leaving this team to go to this team. And you look it up and nothing's happened. And it's just like, But there's so many comments of like people angry or excited at whether side you're on in this situation. And or they're like, I'm so sad this happened. Or this is the best news I've heard all day. And it's not even real. It's not even real. And like we kind of all got bamboozled by that, like this a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, Taylor Swift was rumored to perform the Super Bowl halftime show. I got a literal notification. I saw it on social media. And so I look and I'm like, wow, it's legit. But then I found out if you actually have looked it up, she never agreed to do the Super Bowl. And it was not, she never agreed to it in the first place. And so I'm like, man, I just went and told a bunch of people that she is. Now I have to be the one to suffer the consequences because I'm the one that initially told all these people because I saw it on social media. And so those are 10 pointless things that we do. If you do any of these things and you feel like you have a genuine reason that you do them and you don't think it's pointless, then please reach out to me. I would like to hear it because I think that can refute this list. Dispute this list, refute this list. I don't know. I'm actually really bad with words. But if you find yourself doing a lot of these things and you didn't know that they were actually as pointless as they were, find something else that's pointless to do. Maybe try to take a break from some of these things, especially the pressing the walk button many times at a crosswalk. You're not getting anywhere faster. Trust me. But those are the 10 things. If you enjoyed the episode, like I said, make sure to follow the podcast and stay tuned for future episodes. I have a blast making these, and I think they're super fun. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you guys later.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.